cheesy intro line in 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Fitness Lying Down podcast, where I am your host and owner extraordinaire, Corey Cripe. Okay, here we are, the final FLD podcast for 2023. And what a year it's been. I have been super excited about all the things that have happened, not only business-wise, but family-wise. I've had a great year all the way around. And of course, as we all do at this time of year, it's time to reflect, take a look back, and just kind of enjoy and be thankful. Number one, be thankful. Always be thankful of the gifts that we've been given. And sometimes those gifts don't always seem like gifts. Sometimes they seem like a little bit of a pain in the butt. But after reflection and realizing maybe how that's changed the trajectory of your life to some degree, that maybe that little, little prickly pear, you know, that little issue that you had that at the time just felt like such a burden, turned your views a little bit. Kind of had you start thinking, okay, I'm going to actually change my way of thinking. I'm going to change my way of doing, either to avoid or because I've learned from this before. And, you know, how your life just continues to blossom. And I don't want to get too sentimental. I don't want to get too, like, wrapped up in, you know, all the things that have happened to me, because this podcast only should be no more than an hour long. And I want to make this kind of sweet and simple for everybody out there, because I know you're in the hustle and bustle of, you know, that week always between Christmas and between New Year's. You kind of forget what day it is. You just kind of like, I don't know, the floating, maybe not the word, but you're kind of just moving around and not knowing exactly. You don't have as much direction because work, you know, you've got time off from work, family, your kids are off of school. It just seems like life's a little bit different. Not weird, not hectic, not chaotic. Maybe it's all those things too, but it's just a little different because it's not as organized between Christmas and New Year's. So I don't want to spend all this time, but I just want to maybe offer you some things for 2024. And I look at it as, hey, I want to highlight 5 things that I've kind of learned, that I've reflected upon here in 2023 for business and for life, just for personal life. And I am no model of any kind of these things. I am a struggling human being trying to make it in the world, trying to keep my head above water. And it's a great thing to do. You know, it's a family tradition on Christmas Eve, and like not family, like my growing up family of origin family tradition, but in the last like maybe 5-6 years, this has become a little bit of tradition at the Cripe household, is on Christmas Eve, you know, we enjoy a good meal. The Cripes like to go to midnight mass, and I say like, because you know, I get up at 4 a.m., so I'm usually in bed by 8:30, 9 at the latest, so going to church at midnight is a little bit inconvenience, but it's that for a reason. Anyway, digress. So the Cripes have this established tradition now that after the nice meal, maybe whoever wants to take a nap can go take a nap, but we put on It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. And every year, I cannot tell you, it's just like, it always pulls on the old heartstrings. And the amazing thing is, I never watched it growing up. We never watched that movie. And I see that my 16-year-old daughter absolutely loves the movie. She looks forward to this movie every year. So we watch the movie, and I mean, 9 times out of 10, I fall asleep somewhere in the movie. I wake up towards the end, and I get to see that everybody's helping out George Bailey at the end. But it always still is so sentimental. And you think about, where would my life be right now? Where would the world be right now if I wasn't in it? Now, I don't want to look at it from a selfish point of view, but I think that this kind of ties into these 5 points that I want to offer, because whoever you are, you're listening right now, I don't want to, again, you make a difference. I'm just going to say that right now. You make a difference, whether you know it or not. You're the stone that goes into the pond, whether it be a little pebble or a big rock, and there's waves. Everything that you say and do has carryover, has an effect. And it might be an unintended consequence. So you got to be really careful about what you say and your actions, because you could either make somebody's day so much better, or you might continue to put them in that downward spiral that you never even know that they were in. Maybe that person that you met on the street is having a bad day, and you're a grumpy person that day, and I'm saying you because I'm a grumpy person, and maybe you said something to that person because they bumped into you or what have you, and you were rude. And by you, I mean me. And, you know, that person might have been already, like I said, they've been having a bad day, and you just kind of kept that going. Instead of maybe making light of it, making a little bit of a joke, I don't know, eye contact and a smile, excuse me. So you see what I'm saying? All right. I don't want to preach, but I feel like part of this might be a little bit of preaching. Okay. So my first point that I'm reflecting on when it comes to 2023, and, you know, it's just been throughout my entire life, especially here at Fitness Lying Down, is to stay consistent. You know, there's a lot of things that we do and we get wrapped up into these fads. So especially in the business sense, it's so easy to follow other trainers, to follow other gyms on social media, and to see the things that they're posting and to feel like, oh my goodness, I am not doing nearly what I should be doing. I'm not as happy as they look. I'm probably not drawing as many people to my gym as they probably are. And it's easy to kind of get in this funk. And we know that, I mean, this happens in just personal life as you're looking, because nobody puts the bad things on social media. You know, we're always posting about our family vacations or how, you know, little Joey and little Susie got their good grades and our family just loves everybody. And it's always smiles and, you know, rainbows and unicorns and sunflowers. As we know, though, that this is not true. You know, it's good to put things that make us happy and to share with people, but that doesn't reflect the entire iceberg, right? It's just the tip. We just see the happy little tip of everybody's life, but we don't see the sadness, the moments where we're not very happy. We might even be outrightly angry. So it's just being careful not to be, you know, we got to be aware, but we can't be throwing ourselves into all these different things. Like, hey, if you follow this program, it's going to make you happy. If you follow this program, you're going to lose 10 pounds. If you follow this program, you're going to be guaranteed your six-pack abs. So we got to stay consistent in what we're doing. And here at Fitness Lying Down, I feel like we have navigated very well. Like, we have our way, we have our methodology of doing things, and we're different than other gyms, and that's okay. Other gyms are different than us. We all have our different flavor. And this is what makes fitness and lacrosse so beneficial for the people that live in lacrosse. Is because if you come to our gym and it's like, you know what, a little weird, kind of too goofy. What's up with the picture of Mr. Miyagi? A lot of sandbags. I don't understand that. Well, maybe this isn't for you. But you're going to go down the road. You're going to see another gym and you're going to join that gym. And maybe that gym is your people, your tribe, whatever you want to call it. Shoot, not even down the road, I guess. You can just go down the hallway here. Because, I mean, we moved in here 2015, and I can't tell you the amount of gyms that come and go in this building. So maybe it's not just down the street. Maybe you just go down the hall and you find a gym here in the building that you're more interested in. And that's okay. But being consistent, you know, it for me as a business owner, it's the grind. And I hate, you know, it's like, I think that's so cliche. But there is something about the day in and day out activity that wears on you a little bit. You know, it's like, oh man, I wish I had so many better, you know, I have so many things I could do with my time instead of X, Y, or Z. For instance, being a gym owner, I mean, I've got to stay on top of things. You know, we have our virtual training sessions, and it's just been, especially recently, but it has been an issue for probably well over a year. And I don't know if it's just my ignorance and ignoring, but our Zoom gets really glitchy. And, you know, it crashes every now and then. Like, I'll be in the middle of a session with somebody and all of a sudden just the screen kind of goes blank and then it reboots up and it's like, oh my goodness. Or I can't tell you how many times I'm coaching somebody and I get done, I go up to the screen to see what they have to say and they're like, they're frozen. And all of a sudden they're like, you froze. I have no idea what you said. It's cause for frustration for sure. So I finally just kind of problem solving and, you know, I'm going through all these, like, how can we fix our interconnection to Zoom, like, do we need fiber, you know, whatever that is, fiber optic cables. I don't know if that's a new thing. This has been something that's been told to us. Other devices that help increase the speed of your internet. And yeah, I'm just thinking, it's been a while since we've had our router and modem checked. Maybe I'll call up the cable company, the internet company, whatever company, and I'll put it to them. And so, of course, they do a diagnostics from their location. They're like, yeah, I forget if it's a router or modem. I really don't know the difference. But they're like, your device is, it's showing some errors and all this, and that's most likely why you're getting the glitches. Let's see if I can reset it from my end. So they go to reset it from their end. They're like, okay, we took care of some things, but it needs to be replaced. Okay, fine. So the technician comes in, replaces, and I noticed instantaneously our internet's going fast. I ran some Zoom sessions, no glitches. It was amazing. We had multiple people in the Zoom room and no glitches. I'm really excited about this. However, our Sonos speakers connected to the internet took a dump. And so now I'm sitting here trying to troubleshoot this. And the last time that we had this issue where we changed out a router or modem, we had Google internet speakers. And I could not, I can't tell you how long I spent of my life talking to Google and Google telling me it's an internet problem, talking to the internet people, they're telling me it's a Google problem. I mean, I spent hours going through this. And that's when I decided, hey, I'm just going to buy these Sonos speakers because I'm tired of this. Well, fortunately, I just made a call to Sonos and, you know, it didn't take too long, but guess what? The speakers are back up. This is part of that grind. This is the stuff where it's like, okay, this is what it means to own a business. Everybody kind of sees the success of Corey out there coaching and, you know, whatever, and learning and having all this fun. But the grind of the daily programs, making all the programs for people, the grind of making sure that your staff stays nurtured, that you're keeping them up to date, that you're meeting with them, the grind of even just training yourself, like being on the floor, exercising, working out, all this stuff, just really sometimes like, oh, I want to do something else right now. And it's always funny how when I have to do, like, I have to create an ad for our marketing, I'll sit down and start doing that. I'm like, oh man, I wish I was making programs right now. I feel like making programs. And then vice versa, as I'm making programs, I'm like, oh man, I really feel like I should be doing this ad. So it's more of like setting up that list and staying consistent and doing the things that you said you're going to do. So when I committed to this podcast, I mean, I guess here I am past 2 years, I think, and I've only missed a couple episodes, a couple weeks. But I've been committed to this. The kettlebells and coffee, the Nourish to Flourish videos that Megan puts out, we're committed to these weekly videos. We're committed, obviously, to our clients. And we're committed to making them programs where every program that they have, it builds off of the last, you know, programs. Like, it's always building up. And we don't cut, copy, and paste. Now, yes, do we see a lot of similar exercises or the same exercises throughout the year of programming? Of course. But it's also, too, I tell people, and it's totally factual, that it's not always sometimes the exercises, but it's the order of exercises you put them in. So when you have a couple exercises that are paired up with each other, it intensifies and spices things up a little bit. So staying consistent, lesson number one. Next thing I think about is investing, whether that's financial investments for yourself, but investing in the business and realizing that, hey, I can't do everything and I don't want to do everything because if I'm doing everything, I can't do anything. So the first thing I did to invest in the company was actually I kind of outsourced our social media marketing, our digital marketing. And I did that in 2021 and I saw a lot of great returns on that investment. So that's investing, right? Is when you see the returns like this. And I'm not even an economics kind of guy, but this just makes sense. Well, you don't want the investment to become an expense. And after a while, the digital company, the digital marketing company was bought out by another company. And when that company bought them out, was not getting nearly the returns on the investment. So it started feeling like an expense. So I had to fire them. And then I went out and hired another company organization. And shortly after that, I had to fire them because it just wasn't working. I just, you know, gelling the investments, the return, not working. It was becoming more of an expense. And you have to be careful with business, just like you have to with your home finances. I can't just be taking our money and just spending it willy-nilly because I am responsible for paying people's salaries, their paychecks. I'm responsible for keeping the lights on so that people can come in and train. I want to keep our gym kind of up to date, clean, and organized and neat. Well, this all takes money. finances, investments. So investing in the business can look in so many different ways. It could be digital marketing, trying to get more leads so that you can contact these leads so they can become trial members, and the trial members, they can become your regular members, and all of a sudden they're just loving everything Fitness Line Down. That's a great setup. Investing in your business could also be investing in education, which will be another point. Could be investing in your staff. How can I make my staff better? What can I do to help them out? So there's been so many different ways that we've done this. But the other thing to think about is, of course, investing in yourself. So even when it comes to me personally, and this is why I have to outsource some things. I mean, I've given my staff tasks and duties. I've delegated things off of my plate so that I can have time, so that I can have time with my family. And my family, as I've talked about in the previous podcast, my family sacrificed for the business. They haven't had to have, they were not able to have me home as husband and father. And so we got along, things happened. We were able to do the best that we could. And, you know, nobody went into this blind thinking that I was going to open a gym and be home every night, every afternoon after 4 o'clock. No, we knew better than that. Kind of had this timeline of like, okay, we're expecting that by year 3, year 4, year 5, that things are going to start, we're going to see more of you at home. And fortunately, it did work out that way. But to invest in myself too, I have to allow my staff to grow. And so this is part of investing in your staff too, because you want to find their strengths. I want to find my strengths, and I want to use my strengths. I don't want to give somebody a task that they don't really want to do or that they're not very good at. I want to give them something that motivates them, that it's theirs to claim. So different ways that you can invest, but also, and I know it sounds funny as a gym owner, but investing myself physically, like keeping on top of my physical health, my mental health, my spiritual health, all this stuff plays in, and it feels like all my points here all tie together. But it is easy. You know, when I first started the gym, I got away from actually working out a lot. I barely did it. And then the stress of whatever stressors I had at the time, I would eat as a form of comfort, nurturing, you know, just kind of I need to eat and I feel better. And I let go of myself, for lack of better terms. And I needed to kind of reconnect, and I needed to increase my physical activity. And I know, again, that sounds so funny as a gym owner, but it happens. You kind of fall off the wagon, get back on. I mean, fell off from COVID. Things were kind of just all out of control, I felt like. And, you know, of course, I also had my injury. So nurturing my body back from that, but making sure you're taking care of yourself, whatever that looks like. And I have some certain goals in 2024. Don't know if I want to call them resolutions per se. I mean, I guess you could call them resolutions. But they're things to help me be better. Because if I can invest in myself and be better in myself by taking care of myself, then obviously that has that ripple effect that I can take better care of my family. I can take better care of my staff and more, you know, I can really take care of our clients. So I want to have that, because every year I get just a little bit older, and if I'm not taking care of myself, the age is going to creep up on me. So I want to stay proactive. All right, tip number 3, learn and be open to learning. You know, you've probably heard Josh and I talk a lot this year about the influences of social media and people on social media that are really closed-minded and aren't willing to learn or be open to learning because they have the magic pill. If you do my program, you get the magic pill, and then or they'll attack you personally with your exercises and say what you're doing is wrong and stupid and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think about Josh because I don't quite do this, but he'll go back with the science of the movement, right? Like, this is what research says. And people are even just oblivious and ignorant of research and the information that's out there. It's all about, like, how this makes me feel. Now, not saying that that's all the way wrong, but to be open to the learning experience. So I think the biggest thing that I think about for Fitness Line Down this year is investing in learning about low back pain. That was revolutionary. We went through a 12-week DVRT course about low back pain and almost pain in general. So that was amazing. the myofascial integrative movement. I mean, this is something I'm still struggling with. I've invested in it. I've gone to some courses here with DVRT, starting to slowly apply it, I guess. I was going to say implicate, but I don't think implicate's the word. Slowly applying this to our clients' programming, trying to figure out where this works best. And I still got so many questions I need to be asking Josh and Jessica DVRT about this. But I feel like this is something that I need to do to expand on our fitness portfolio. It's been the myofascial integrated movement. So if anybody's unfamiliar with this, it's unweighted. I mean, you're unloaded. You have no resistance whatsoever. It's more body weight things. And it's movement. And yes, it could have a little bit of a Tai Chi feel to it. That's I tell some clients and they're like, oh, this is like Tai Chi. I'm like, okay, I don't know Tai Chi. I don't do Tai Chi. But this stuff, yeah. And it does feel good. Like personally for myself, I'm working on myself with this. You know, it's not replacing my workouts per se, but I'm using it as an addition to. So maybe an addition in my warm-ups, maybe my cool downs, maybe when I'm at home, especially during a weekend where it's like, oh, I just feel like I have been sitting too long. I need to just move. Like I don't want to do any like power cleans or squats, but I just want to move. It feels really good. So getting the buy-in here, and I want to continue getting better. I'm not quite sure what this will look like in 2024. I have some ideas, but you know, in order to do this, we have to change. There has to be a change. How does this change? You have to change the change, right? So you can't always, I can't sit here and be like, oh, I hope our programming gets better or I hope we evolve without actually changing the course of thought and evolving. You have to change in order to elicit a change, to create a change is a better word. So when I came to this, I was like, you know, I mean, I don't think our programs are really lacking, but I do think that this is a great benefit because I do see a lot of clients that are going to be enjoying these kind of movements sprinkled in their programs. So like I said, not quite sure what the whole future of 2024 holds for this, but I'm pretty excited about it. And when it comes to learning, you know, yes, learning in my craft, like I want to continue learning about DVRT. I want to learn about strength training. I want to learn about all the things so that all this information, all this wisdom can be brought better into our clients' programming, our clients' workouts, our interactions, because it's not just the textbook stuff, but it's what you learn as you interact day in and day out with the clients. And to be able to share that with your staff, with future interns, which we have a couple interns coming up. So I'm really excited about that as well. But on a personal note, learning, changing, doing things. You know, I'm at a different stage in my parenting here. I've got a child who's about to be a legal driver on the road. I've got a 13-year-old son. I got a 10-year-old daughter. And, you know, things are moving along. And I'm finding that I'm having a little more time to myself, not selfishly, but I don't have to either work, which I did a lot, or be with my kids as much as I could, which I don't want to say it's bad. Like I love being with my kids, but there's finding things that they like to do too. So I'm starting to do things learning. And one of the things I'm learning to do is to play the guitar again. I self-taught in college, not very good. And I have happened to inherit a few guitars and I feel more compelled. And I feel excited about playing the guitar, playing a musical instrument and hearing the sound. Like the intro and the outro, that's me playing. It's kind of cool that you can do this. It might not be the greatest, but I quite enjoy doing it. I love reading the notes and I'm going to start taking lessons as well because I'm not good enough to just do this by myself. I want to have a mentor, a coach, which is always an important thing. So I'm going to start playing the guitar. And it's something I can do around the house and it doesn't bother anybody. My kids actually love it. Little Ruthie, she wants me to take my guitar up to a room at night and play her a song before she goes to bed. So I'm flattered when that happens. And, you know, I'm thinking about in 2024, I want to start learning a new language. You know, obviously, I kind of know English, know just a little bit of Spanish from high school and working at a Mexican restaurant. But I'm curious about learning more languages. That's just been something that's always been a draw for me. So with a little bit more quote-unquote spare time, I'm going to start working on some of these things to, I know it sounds funny, but to improve myself, to improve my knowledge, I've got to set out for the 365 days, or I guess it's a leap year, so whatever that accounts to, I want to read more books. I don't read as much as I should. So I want to read. I want to do all those things. So anyway, learn and be open to learning. It takes change to change. That's what I was trying to say. It takes change to change. All right, lesson number four. A huge lesson, probably the number one lesson. And I don't know why I left it at four. These are not in any kind of categorical order. It's the golden rule. Let's just be honest. If you treat people the way that you wish to be treated, this world would be such a better place. And when it comes to that, if family, yes. And I do my best, and I know I fail so many times, but no matter who I encounter, whether it's family, whether it's my staff, whether it's the clients, I always want to come in with a servant mentality. You know, this is what I tell people about, like, serving tables at restaurants, which I did, and I love doing it, is how you're like the lowest person out on the floor. I mean, you're actually one of the more important people, but you're viewed less than because you're just a server. And I think I always love saying it, and Josh and I, we've talked about this too, when it comes to people's happiness, is to volunteer yourself, volunteer hours, places. But I think if you come in with the mindset of a servant, you're never going to be disappointed. You know, when you come in and you have these expectations of how people should treat you or anything like this, you're going to be disappointed 99% of the time. But if you come in and you come in to serve people, now how that looks, you know, I'm not talking about slavish things or anything like this, but to help people. So when my wife asked me to do something at the house, yes, I struggle with this, but instead of answering with a sarcastic remark, which kind of, you know, if she's having a bad day and she doesn't like my sarcasm, that could lead to a worse day. But if she asked me to do something and I just politely smile and say, I'd love to do that, you know, I mean, how much that helps her out mentally. And I feel better about it. It's like, oh, I did something. Or when my kids ask me to play with them, to do something with them, I have like a million things that I'd rather do at the time because I'm self-absorbed into either work or my new hobbies. But when I hear, hey, Dad, you want to throw the football around? It's like, yes, yes, I do. And I have such a great time doing it. Obviously, it's a great bonding experience. And at the gym, when it comes to my staff, how can I help them? And maybe if they're listening right now, and I know they do, maybe you can tell me how I can help you out if I'm not helping you out enough, which is a scary proposition. And then for our clients all the time, like I love setting equipment up. I love tearing equipment down. I love doing those small little tasks. I love coaching. I love giving them the pointers. Like this is me serving their movement needs. And it feels so good. So I'm not saying like everybody you meet on the street, serve them some way, but how would you like somebody to encounter you on the street? You know, how would you, like if you ran into somebody or, you know, didn't even run into somebody, if you're walking on the sidewalk all by yourself and somebody's walking in the other direction coming at you, do you like eye contact? Do you like a smile? Do you like a friendly hi? You know, the Midwest nice kind of thing. I do. And I try to make sure, even if I'm listening to a podcast or anything like that as I'm walking and I see somebody coming at me, I make sure I try to make eye contact with them. I can't tell you how many times I'm refused eye contact back. Okay, you know, fine. But I'm always trying to smile. And I don't want to be that goofy guy that maybe has a mental issue that's always smiling. But, you know, and when I meet people at the grocery store, at the checkout lane, or as I'm checking out at the gas station, to be just extremely friendly and polite. Because I know that helps. And again, it's all like so intertwined with the whole ripple effect, but that golden rule. I think number one, in 2024, we need more golden rules. So when I'm giving somebody a program, and even though it might not be, but if I had somebody making a program for me, I would want them to take into account my needs and my goals and my wants and where I am in my life right now. And so when I'm making programs for people, I want them to feel that same thing. Like, wow, this program is really, you know, like, I like this program a lot. But then at the same time, again, I'm thinking out loud, it's kind of a catch-22 because I can't give everybody all the things that they like to do. Because we don't train people's strengths, as I always like to say. We train their weaknesses. So sometimes we have to reach in and kind of make them a little uncomfortable doing something. But if I have somebody that's going to be having like low back issues, this is a big thing I learned this year, is I don't have to always do the movement patterns. You know, we talk about those movement patterns, the seven movement patterns, very important, but I can actually exclude. So if somebody's hinge, and see, the thing is, I love hip hinging. I feel very strong in a hip hinge, but we got a lot of clients that don't. So there's ways that I can actually get around hip hinging without hip hinging, but making them hip hinge is weird. And this is one of the benefits of the MIM, the myofascial integrated movement that I talked about earlier, is I'm going to have another solution for anybody that might not want a certain movement pattern because it's going to affect their back. Because I want everybody to come in here, do the things, do the work, but leave feeling so much better. That's always been the goal. And it's just, I don't know, that's how it goes. I almost feel like Forrest Gump, or that's all I got to say about that. So the golden rule, okay. The last priority, now this is something that I've been starting to really take into account more in my life. Just as, like I said, the seasons of my life are changing. I'm not the young trainer anymore. We're not the young family. Yes, we're still younger than other families, but kids are getting older. It's crazy and it's fun at the same time, and I love it, and I know it's going to be over in a blink and I'm going to desperately miss every moment. However, the thing I've been trying to get better at in 2023, and I'm going to definitely take it into 2024, are my priorities. And I think everybody out there, you know what I'm talking about. You have your priorities. And if you put the less important things in front of the more important things, you're not going to get a lot of things done. And the image I loved, I was at a conference one time, and maybe you know where I'm going with this, is there was the instructor, the presenter, had a jar. And the goal was to put all the rocks in the jar so that they fit in nice and evenly. Well, the instructor showed, you know, the rocks were different shapes and sizes. Some of them were pretty big, some were medium sized, some were small. So think about it as your priorities. Well, when he started putting all the small rocks in first, and then he tried to put in the big rocks, well, the way that the jar made it is that he ran out of room. Couldn't get the big priorities in. However, when you took care of the big priorities first and you put them in the jar first, and then you started putting in the medium priorities and the smaller priorities, everything fit perfectly. So I love to use that image because I really think that that has a lot of staying power in my head when I think about my priorities. I think about my faith. Now, that's something I got to work on still. I tell people I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm not an all the way there yet Catholic. So every day is a practicing day. My family, obviously, I've got to keep them front and center. I've got to make sure that their needs are taken care of, that everybody is happy at home. That's my job as husband and father. And then work. And work takes up a lot of, you know, I talk to people, and I feel like I'm really pontificating here, but I talk to other men who are in my age group, and we talk about family life, and we talk about how it's really hard to have friends at this stage of our lives because we're so preoccupied with our family's needs and taking care of them, which is obviously priority number one. We've got our work things. And by the time you do all the prioritizing, I don't have time to go hang out with any friends per se. Like I, it's just hard for me to believe that people can leave for a night, three nights a week and hang out with their friends and leave their families at home. That's a hard pill for me to swallow. Maybe it works in other family situations, but I know personally for my family situation, that wouldn't fly too well. So, but I am finding now, as I'm repeating myself, entering different seasons of life, that yes, I'm starting to have a little more friendships, and that's cool. Hanging out with other couples whose kids either are our kids' age or their kids are a little bit younger, so then our kids can watch their kids. It's a fun little time to be in, for sure. And as I'm just looking forward to 2024, and I know that we've got some great things heading our way for Fitness Lying Down because we're putting the nose to the grindstone, we're getting the work done, and we're as I'm saying, we're staying consistent. We're investing in the business. So the business continues to grow, our clients grow stronger, you know, and I want to be more available to help more people because I truly believe what we're doing at Fitness Lying Down makes a difference. You know, we're not different just to be different. We're different because it makes a difference. And I want to help more people. I want them because it just makes my heart so happy when you get a client that comes in brand new and, you know, they're skeptical of fitness. They've had bad runs of training and working out in the past. And then they see us and they experience what we do. And they're like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And then not only is the pressure taken off that they feel comfortable being here and they don't feel like they're being pressured and, you know, being judged. but they also are gaining the benefits. They're like, oh, that knee problem I have, it's no longer there. That shoulder thing I was dealing with, you know, it's all but gone. Like, this is fantastic. So seeing that, I mean, that's the difference maker that I believe. So investing in the business, yes, we're still going to be doing some paid marketing. We're going to do other forms of growing our business so we can help more people. And that all turns around. It's a circular thing that we help more people. Our coaches are happier because, and there's something about fresh faces in the gym too. Love the people that have been with us for a long time. I mean, those people have a very, very special place in my heart because they've put up with a lot of our stuff that we might not have been doing correctly back in the day because we only knew what we knew at the time. But they've stuck around with us and they've added to the culture. I mean, they are our culture. But getting the fresh faces in and seeing people interact, and I love seeing our veteran clients take some of these new people and almost put them underneath their wing and help them along. Like, this kind of teamwork, this community, this support, man, it makes me so happy. I don't know if there's another word for it. And you know, this gym is always going to be following the golden rule. Like, our coaches, we have fantastic coaches. I cannot say this enough. I mean, Fitness Line Down would not be where it is now, and it would not be what it is now if it wasn't for Shelly, Megan, and Faith. I mean, those three have, I am so grateful, so thankful. I'm reflecting, you know, it's almost like every year after 2020 is kind of a, hey, we're 1 year farther away from 2020. But I remember Megan and Shelly just being rock stars during that time for us. And then we got busy and we needed Faith, and Faith was there and available. And it's just like, I cannot thank them enough for their dedication to their craft here at Fitness Lying Down. And then just priorities. At Fitness Lying Down, I mean, in my personal life, I'm going to keep my priorities as best as I can in order. And I tell you what, when they need to be reordered and realigned, I've got a special somebody at home that's going to tell me about it. And I love it. I need that accountability. Here at Fitness Line Down, we're going to keep our priorities. And I think the one thing, you know, I mentioned before about having a guitar instructor, the mentor, the coach. I have a business coach here, a fitness business coach. And so it helps me to know that I'm not doing this all by myself, that I have somebody to help me with my priorities. Like, what are your goals for 2024? What are your 5-year goals? Like, where do you see your business? Where do you see you in the business? Like, all this stuff. So keeping those priorities so that this business can stay as is. Because, hey, in November of 2024, Fitness Line Down will officially be 10 years old. That right there, I mean, that just puts a permanent smile on my face. So for all of our clients out there that have endured us throughout the years and are going to help us bring in 10 years strong, man, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For our clients that haven't been with us as long, wow, thank you for still putting up with us, because I know the day in and day out and how we train, even though we have fun, you still have to put up with our idiosyncrasies. You have to put up with our bad dad jokes. Now, I don't know who, I think Megan's the one that has bad dad jokes. I'm pretty solid with my dad jokes. I kid, of course. So, big year, 2024, celebrating 10 years. We got some special things coming down the pipe. I will let you continue finishing listening to my Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, as I wish everybody still a very Merry Christmas and an extremely blessed and happy New Year in 2024. So friends, until the next time we speak next year, Godspeed.